Benny, can you use your time here to your advantage at all? Or is it just a completely new team, completely different defense? Can you lean on any of the stuff that you learned while you were here?
I mean, it's a new team, man. It's a new, you know, this league here is a lot of turnover in this league. And I obviously, as you guys already know, it's always a lot of turnover in, from year to year in New England. So, you know, some of the things are similar. Some of the forms and techniques they use on defense are similar. But for the most part, you know, their defense has always been one that changes every week with the personnel. So we're going to have to go out there and try to adjust when the game starts on Sunday.
Benny, you obviously from your time here, you know what this team is like with Vince Wilfork on the defense. Can you imagine at all what it's going to be like without him playing on Sunday?
Yeah, obviously it's a big loss in what Vince brings from not only being maybe the best nose tackle or best defensive tackle in the league. So his leadership on and off the field is something that they're going to have to lean on the other guys, Mayo and things like that, for a time for leadership right now, because, you know, you can't really describe what you're going to miss when Vince Wilfork is not out there, not only being a standout player, but he's also been a leader out there on the defense.
What have you seen on film, I guess, even from the Atlanta game when he went out? How did that, defensive line react and some of those younger guys from what you guys
You know, those younger guys have been playing this year, so, you know, it's an adjustment, obviously, with, you know, they can't do the same things that Vince does, but, you know, the guy came in, he got a sack. I remember watching the game, and he came in, he got a sack, so obviously he brings some things that is going to challenge the defense as well. Every player has strength, so we're going to have to take away his strengths and make him play to his weaknesses. But, you know, obviously, like I said, you never can replace the Vince Wilfork, not in the middle of a season like this. But the other guys, the young guys they have, are doing a good job when he's not in of coming in and playing well as well.
Benny, how did your time here in New England shape you as an individual? Maybe not just when it comes to on-field stuff, but maybe learning how to play at the professional level.
I could never go back and, you know, change anything that happened in the past, and nor would I want to go back and change anything. But the things, you know, I learned in New England not only helped me on the football field, but also in life, how you approach your business and how you go about being a professional at whatever you're doing, not just a professional football player, but just a professional in life, and doing things the right way. And, you know, the Patriot way has helped me tremendously throughout my career, not only throughout my career, but coming into the league as a young man and also growing into, you know, full-fledged adult now, and, you know, having a family of my own and things like that. You know, I think the Patriot way helped me tremendously.
Is there a difference between the Patriot way and what you experienced in Cincinnati with the Bengals in terms of the organizational philosophy and approach to things?
Oh, no, you know, same thing here. You know, guys are working extremely hard and going about their business the right way. And, you know, I'm here as also mentoring some younger guys that are just came into the league and just teaching them some of the things that I know as well. But we all about business as well over here. And it's been the same thing since I left New England. It's strictly business all the time. We step into the building and we're just trying to win games.
You keep in touch with any of your former teammates?
Oh, yeah, you know, some of the guys, you know, I've been close with, you know, we keep in touch, and, you know, that's just always going to be, you know, our business relationship may change, but our personal relationship always stays the same.
So how sweet would it be for you to beat the Patriots on Sunday?
One more time, I couldn't hear you.
How sweet would it be for you to beat the Patriots on Sunday?
No, that's what we strive for. Every week you go out there, you play to win the game, and, you know, that's what we want to do on Sunday. We know we have a good challenge ahead of us, but, you know, we play to win the game.
Is there any friendly trash talking going on between you and your former teammates?
No, we just, you know, we've all been against each other in countless times, number of times in practice. I mean, it's not nothing new to us. You know, it's all about going out there, strapping it on, and, you know, going to play ball.
You mentioned Vince was irreplaceable, and nobody obviously wanted to see him get hurt, but don't you feel like that opens things up for your offense more with him not being in there?
No, I mean, like I said, the young guys are doing a good job of coming in and doing their thing as well. They're not Vince, but they're coming in and they're not giving up plays and things like that. So they're doing a good job of coming in and playing ball as well. You know, Vince, when he goes down, you know, it's hard to replace him, but the next guy has to step up, and that's what you're seeing from the young guys. The young guys are stepping up and playing ball.
When you watch, like on Sunday night, what do you think of some of the backs in the Patriots' backfield, like a Brandon Bolden, for example?
You know, those guys are doing a good job. playing football. You know, they're doing a good job hitting the holes and running hard. You know, LeGarrette Blount had a big run the other night. It's always nice to see guys doing well, just doing a good job.
See any similarities between Braden, for example, and yourself?
I don't really compare. I don't really watch offense.